or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Looking up an article, I want to make sure I had it. I'm going to make copies of it available. It's talking about the tragedy that's unfolded in China with hepatitis B. Now, with a population of about 1.25 billion people, 10% of the population of China are carriers of hepatitis B. Many more have actually been infected. But, of course, they did not become chronic carriers. But if you're a chronic carrier of the disease, probably at least a third of the people will have serious complications. They can communicate the disease to others, but they also will develop chronic liver disease or chronic cirrhosis of the liver or cancer of the liver and ultimately die from it. How did so many people contract hepatitis B? Well, certainly they may have gotten this from their mothers. It is spread from mothers to children. But how did the mothers get it? Why, between 1970 and 1990, they had a massive vaccination program in China, and they used the same needle over and over and over again so they could spread the disease from person to person. The excuse was, oh, shucks, we just didn't know what we're doing. Oh, shucks. Oh, what a mistake. Well, we won't make that mistake again. You mean in 1970 they didn't know you ought to use clean hypodermic needles? No, this is a massive experiment, ladies and gentlemen, intentionally done exactly as they've done in Africa to spread hepatitis B. It's estimated that about 2 billion people throughout the world have contracted hepatitis B, predominantly through vaccinations. Now, many of the people were able to control it and overcome that, but about 10% of the communist Chinese today are infected with hepatitis B, part of a population control program, which they hide behind, oh, shucks, we just didn't know what we're doing. Sort of like what our own leaders are doing here in the public health field. Oh, shucks, well, we have all these kids with autism. 1 in 6 American children has some sort of a neurodevelopment abnormality, but all shucks, we have no idea why it's happening. And certainly you would never want to get your child treated to get the mercury that we put into their brains out. Well, with that as a background, we're going to be talking about health issues with Greg Sciola, who publishes The Crusader, a magazine which got fascinating articles on health and health issues that you're not going to hear from Rush Limbaugh or Brian Williams. Hey, how you doing this morning, Greg?
Excellent, Stan. Glad to be with you.
Well, because Greg's written a little book on GMOs, beware genetically modified food, which we do carry. We carry his book. We get our Bible bars, which we offer to our people through his organization. And we always enjoy having him on. Well, what are some of the latest issues as far as health issues where the American people are being scammed?
Well, you mentioned GMOs. That's one subject that we've been covering for quite a lot of years, Stan. We started covering a lot of things on genetically engineered foods back in the year 2000, but the whole thing really stems across the board on a lot of different issues concerning foods. Some issues I think that I've even touched on before with you on your program, and I know that you have in separate shows. When you start talking about a lot of these chemicals that are being put into the foods, the aspartames and the MSGs, looking at a lot of these fried foods that are creating a chemical called acrylamide, which is a cancer-causing ingredient. You're looking at nitrates that are in a lot of the meat that people are eating over the counter that could have cancer-causing elements to it. You're looking at water problems with all the chemicals that are being dumped in the water. you know, pesticides and herbicides sprayed on the crops. So there's really a lot of different areas we come at what we cover in our newspaper. We try and shed a lot of light on these subjects, educate people, kind of point out what's going on, and then bridge the gap and hopefully give them some solutions to try and help avoid the problems that are out there. But the GMO issue is definitely a big one, because that's something that's really happened as an experiment on the population, and it's something that we've never really had a choice in. And, you know, there's no labeling that even says that a product is genetically engineered. So that's my big contention on some of these issues.
All right. Well, maybe we can start out talking about GMOs, genetically modified food, and why we should be wary of them. What's so difficult for people to realize is that there really are evil and wicked people who want to poison the American people. There were people working in the FDA who knew that Vioxx was going to kill hundreds of thousands of people. Well, fortunately, it probably only killed maybe 60,000 to 80 to 100,000. Because, of course, one man who worked for the FDA was courageous enough to risk everything to get the information out. Just in the same way that, of course, they intended to poison us all with the simian virus 40 and the polio vaccine. And Dr. Bernice Eddy, who worked for NIH, discovered that and of course, publicized it, and was severely punished by the NIH, National Institute of Health, for revealing that it was a cancer-producing virus in the polio vaccine. And that story is told in a book actually authorized by NIH called The Health Century by Dr. Edward Shorter. That's The Health Century by Dr. Edward Shorter, and you can probably get a used copy off of Amazon. Understand there really are evil and wicked people out there. They know the damage that the thimerosal, the mercury in the vaccine, has done, because we've got the minutes of their meetings where they admit it. But, of course, CBS and NBC and ABC aren't going to tell you that. Well, anyway, let's get to genetically modified foods, because this is such an important subject, and you've written a book on it, which we do carry, GMOs, Beware Genetically Modified Food. So why should we be worried? After all, isn't the government would never release anything that might be harmful to us, or would they?
Well, absolutely they would, Stan. I mean, you just touched on it with the vaccines there, and how the minutes have proven in the board of directors meetings that they knew thimerosal was bad. It's the same thing with genetically engineered foods. Why should we be concerned? When a bunch of biotech companies get together and decide that they're going to start tinkering with nature, something that God made, and start splicing genes into food crops for human consumption that never existed before, that should be cause for concern for a lot of people. And I think that a lot of people would like to know that happened.
However, we've had breeding of crops for years. We've always had breeding to get better crops and more efficient crops. So what? Well, we'll be back with just a moment. Greg.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Advocate with our good friend Greg Sealum, you know, and of course he's talking about the genetic engineering of foods that I was pointing out, but we've had people breeding better, you know, brands of various crops for years. So what's the difference between the breeding that the farmer does and the genetic splicing that the industries do?
Well, with genetic engineering, you're forcing something that would never happen naturally. You're actually going right into the genetic level and creating or changing something at the DNA level that's now going to grow a totally different plant, and they're doing it with genes that were never meant to be put into food. I mean, do you want to eat genes that could be produced from a human or a pig
or fish,
other animals or fish that they're putting into these crops? I mean, that's the problem you have here. When you're talking about you know, hybridization or creating better crops naturally. Yeah, farmers have been doing that for thousands of years. There's ways that they can pollinate different crops. You know, you might be able to grow a better wheat crop or something by, you know, tweaking the pollen with another form of wheat. You know, that's not something that's out of ordinary for nature. But when you're talking about actually taking a gene from a pig and sticking it into a potato, or when you talk about taking a gene from a jellyfish and sticking it into a fruit or something, you know, you have problems here. Now you're doing something that was never intended. It could never happen naturally in nature. And that's the problem with it, Stan. And there are risks to this science because the federal government does not demand any safety studies to be conducted with these foods. So now they've made us an experiment. So they don't require the biotech companies to run all these elaborate tests on human beings to see what the reaction would be if they ate food that's been changed with this genetic stuff. And then they don't allow any labeling to go out there on the market that says this food was grown with a genetically engineered ingredient or something to that effect. So they've really denied the American people the right to know what's going on. And that's my big contention. You know, if they said, hey, this is what we're going to do, and they broadcast it out there, and they put it on the label, at least people would know, and they would have a choice. But when it's done against your will, and most people aren't aware of what's going on, that's kind of criminal in my estimation, Stan, especially when they're proving that these foods do have a inherent health risk to them. I'm looking at a recent study here that just came out, and I ran it. It's on my website if your viewers want to go and get it. It's a secret Monsanto study. Shows that genetically engineered potatoes had a problem. And it said a secret feeding study of Monsanto GM potatoes conducted in 1998 by the Institute of Nutrition of the Russian Academy of Medical Sciences and suppressed for 8 years showed that the potatoes did considerable damage to the organs of the rats in the study. In comparison, the rats in the control groups, which were fed on normal potatoes or on a non-potato diet, were healthier and had much less organ and tissue damage. This was a study that Monsanto suppressed. Greenpeace actually had to take these guys to court and got this thing released just recently. You know, they bury the bad stuff, and when they're forced to let it come out, it comes out, and here's what you hear. So, you know, are we supposed to trust these guys? They tell us they can do all this to our food. We don't have a choice with labeling, yet you find that there's all kinds of problems like this that can create risks.
And, of course, we know Monsanto. Monsanto are the ones who, you know, bought the patent for aspartame, knowing full well it produces pathological obesity and brain tumors and other forms of tumors, and attacks the endocrine system and fertility, and attacks the mind. And, of course, it's the excitotoxin that destroys nerve cells and certainly contributes to many of the degenerative neurological diseases, and Monsanto knew that when they bought the patent. Do you really want to trust the people who've been poisoning our children? They put it in baby food, the aspartame, NutraSweet. That was Monsanto controlled the patent for many years. Do you really want to trust them with your health and the health of your children? There really are wicked and evil people out there, and there's even more to it than simply profit. There is population control. And there are too many people in the world. The major thrust of American foreign and domestic policy is population control. So many of the things, whether it be fluoride or mercury or aspartame, attack our fertility, and certainly the mercury does. That's why we're giving the vaccines to those little black children throughout the world. We want to help because we know that the animal studies show it attacks not only fertility in this generation, but in generations yet unborn. So, but as far as the potatoes, are those potatoes actually in production, or have they actually gone into commercializing those? Do we know?
They put some potatoes of that nature over into Russia and some other countries, and they failed. They're not out there on the market right now in production.
What did they actually experiment then on the Russian people?
What's that?
Did they experiment? Did they use the Russian population for the experiment on the potatoes?
Let me see here. On the story, it says, the potatoes were deregulated in the USA in 1998 without any feeding studies being required. Another line was deregulated in 1999. Monsanto started to introduce the potatoes into Russia and Georgia and probably into many other countries with lax approval regimes as well. For some reason, Monsanto cooperated in some feeding studies involving rats,
So they were released in Russia, and I think the people have to understand that in Russia today, the average man dies at 58 or 59. Russia has been used for many of the macabre experiments that they've used throughout the world, and it is my belief that's why the Russian males are dying so young. Of course, they say, oh, shucks, we have no idea why they're dying so young, but they use the polio vaccine over there. They experimented on the Russian people. They've always been sort of a lab where I could try our experiments. After all, the United States began financing the communist totalitarian regime back in 1818. What a wonderful laboratory, a whole nation where we could experiment on the people.
Oh, and when you have communism, Stan, you know, you can do whatever you want on people as long as the government says this is the way it's going to be.
That's right, and that's why our capitalists over here have been financing communism in Russia since its inception. What a wonderful little laboratory.
Here now. You know, you're seeing it happen here in the U.S. You know, this garbage that just happened recently down in the state of Texas where Governor Perry signed an executive order mandating that all the girls down there at 11 and 12 years old are going to be forced to take an HPV vaccine against their will, you know? I mean, this is ridiculous what's going on.
And what's the 10-year follow-up on that? There is no 10-year follow-up. There is no long-term study to show that this is harmless. We don't know the long-term effects, and we don't know, certainly, the long-term benefits. A massive experiment on the American people, and nobody wants to tell them after any... Well, why should we be any different than the Russian people who were forced to eat the potatoes? Do you know if they're still using the potatoes over there? Or are the Russians smart enough to take them off the market?
It sounds like the potato... here's what it says in the rest of the story. It says, ironically, the New Leaf GM potato was a failure, and it proved to give poor yields and to be susceptible to disease in European environments. So all the hoopla about, you know, all of this is going to, you know, grow better, it's going to be protected from the beetle and all this, it was all a bunch of hype, and the product actually in the market failed to give better results. So just by that standard, it failed. But,
have they pulled it off the market? Do we know?
It's kind of a long story.
Well, anyway, when you have a chance, would you mind emailing that to me? I'd love to have a copy of it.
Sure.
And it's drstanradio@aol.com. That's drstanradio, D-O-C-T-O-R, stanradio@aol.com. But anyway, it's the fact that they're doing this sort of thing, and they will experiment on whole populations. And, you know, ask yourself, why do you think that the average Russian male dies at 58 or 59, and the public health authorities say, oh, shucks, we have no idea why that's happening. But if we do that here, oh, shucks, we have no idea why we, you know, in New Jersey, one in every 100 children are autistic, nationwide about 1 in 150. The numbers increase 60-fold, but oh, shucks, no idea. Ladies and gentlemen, we got very smart people working in government. They just don't want you to know how smart and diabolical they really are. Well, Greg, certainly the potato study sounds fascinating. We know that many years ago there was a fellow over in England who tried to expose that, and they certainly went after him. Do you remember that story?
Yeah, but I don't remember all the details about it, but it was a gentleman named Arpad Pusztai or whatever, and they basically crucified this guy for what he came out and said. And he said pretty much the same thing, that they were able to show that the potatoes that they were given to rats increased their cancer risk tremendously, and that they were a risk to put out into the human population.
And they went after that scientist. They destroyed his career. They demonized him. They ridiculed him. He got fired. His career was destroyed. Why? Because he was a scientist, and he told the truth. Aren't scientists supposed to tell the truth?
Yeah.
Of course not. I mean, after all, he who pays them, the piper calls the tune. And if they're employed by government or by industry, they are expected to come up with the results that the government or the industry wants, not tell the truth, especially when food is such an effective means of population control. Now, what are some of the deleterious effects of some of the other various forms of food they've genetically modified? I remember in your book, as I remember, you told the story about a farmer who had pigs. Do you remember that story?
Yeah. Yeah. He was, where is that letter here? I'm trying to find it in front of me here.
Basically, this poor farmer, and there were a lot of the farmers, you know, were feeding their pigs these genetically modified foods.
I think it was 75% of the herd of his pigs that were eating the genetically engineered foods that he had grown were coming down with cancer and getting sick and dying.
Well, the other thing was that the male pigs, you know, they were sterile. And so, you mean, if you got a pig farm, you got to be able to keep reproducing pigs, you know, because you're killing them at one end and breeding them at the other. But, you know, the sows were just not getting pregnant. He couldn't understand why until he suddenly realized the genetically engineered food was making the males sterile.
Yeah.
And he went bankrupt, but at least he was able to get the word out and save a lot of the other hog farmers in his area. And this is the sort of thing. Isn't it wonderful to be able to breed a food that will make animals and human beings infertile? Now, that food was never actually released for human beings, was it?
No, that specific version wasn't. Although that one, when you're talking about that, you can get into the whole Starlink corn issue, where Starlink corn was only approved by the USDA for consumption in animal feed, and that version of corn actually found its way into thousands and thousands of food products that people consume, led to a huge recall, and there were problems with that. There were people that had allergic reactions to the Starlink corn. So there's a lot of people that say, hey, you know, these foods are the same, there's no difference to them, but there have been some serious issues with this, and that's the big problem, that, you know, they want to cover up and say, no, it's all safe. You know, the FDA looks at it and says, well, the protein, the carbohydrates, and the fats the same. The basic mineral profile's the same. You know, so we can have a GM tomato and another GM in a regular tomato, and we don't see anything different in it. That's why the FDA's allowing this to go on. They just say, hey, they're the same. We don't see anything different with these foods. They look the same. They taste the same. And so they just rubber stamp it, and they let this stuff go out.
But, you know, the problem is that a lot of these FDA officials, if they're good little boys and girls, then, after all, when they retire from the FDA, they get rewarded. They get their lollipop. They get a fabulous paying job working, you know, for the industries that, in this instance, have produced the genetically modified food. Others, of course, for the industries that are the pharmaceutical industry.
Yeah.
How could you possibly have people who have regulated industries suddenly go to work for the various companies that they have been previously regulating. I mean, most people might suspect, if they have devious minds, that this is payment for services rendered. And tragically, that's exactly what's going on today. But who's looking after the American people? Well, you have no right to sue the company if the FDA, if the government has said the product is proper. We'll be right back here. American people suffer.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems, yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
All veterans, I'm speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, what benefits help a vet buy a home?
The Veterans Administration has a no-down payment home loan programs for veterans, reservists, and enlisted personnel.
So veterans learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you're looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
You can help support our severely wounded and paralyzed veterans by booking your travel through www.tripandtourtravel.com. When you book plane tickets, hotel or car rentals, cruises or event tickets through tripandtourtravel.com, you receive competitive rates and the assurance that you're helping a soldier in need. We support Salute America's Heroes. That's tripandtourtravel.com, 303-526-4444.
Certainly, before we go on, I want to have Greg get his website out and, any information you'd like to get about the Crusader, his work, his business. Go ahead, Greg.
Okay, thanks, Dan. Our website address is www.healthtruthrevealed.com, just the way it sounds, spelled out. It's H-E-A-L-T-H. Truth, T-R-U-T-H, Revealed, R-E-V-E-A-L-E-D.com. So healthtruthrevealed.com. They can go to the website. We have a weekly email service that we send out. And also, if anybody wants to get a free sample copy of our newspaper, The Crusader, that we publish, they can call our toll-free number, 1-800-593-6273, and request a free sample issue. You can also request a free sample issue off the website if you'd like to. So I'd be happy to get some of this information out into your listeners' hands and let them take a look at what we do and see some of this information, Stan.
And then do they subscribe to the newsletter if they want to get it on a regular basis?
Yes. It's $20 for a year to get the newspaper, $35 for 2 years. And it's a treasure chest of information if people want to stay informed on a lot of these critical issues that we need to know about these times we're living in.
Okay, very good. Now, I think the subject of genetically modified food is so important because now my understanding is that the cotton is genetically modified, and of course people say, well, who's worried about cotton, you know? Well, what you don't know is they make cottonseed oil out of cotton, and so you're getting genetically modified cottonseed oil and lots of things, and canola oil and corn and soy.
Those are the four biggest ones, Stan, and they've zeroed in on those because if you really analyze those four major crops that are out there that are being genetically engineered, they're found predominantly in food products. The only one that hasn't come out on the market yet, there's still a lot of controversy around that, is wheat. You know, if they can get that barrier crossed, that's when it's all going to go downhill really fast. But, soy, canola, cotton, corn, these ingredients, the oil byproducts, whatever, it's in thousands and thousands of food products. I mean, virtually every product in the snack aisle in the grocery store that's a chip or a nut that they cook or whatever has cottonseed oil in it, has soy oil in it. Look at all the corn products on the market. It's astounding to see how many products are affected by this. And again, like I said in the beginning of this program, not one label's going to say contains genetically engineered this, that, or the other. So people don't even have a clue they're eating this stuff.
All right, now what do we know for sure about the dangers of any of these modified crops? What about corn? They have several types of modified corn, is my understanding. They've tried to do several things. One, of course, is to put something in so that the caterpillars won't eat it, something there that'll kill the caterpillars. But what does that do to human beings? I remember when we used to get corn, you'd always see on the ear the areas where the caterpillar had been, and it'd eat a little of the corn, but we've got around that. We put something in every leaf, in every kernel of corn that kills caterpillars. What does that do to human beings?
That's it. Nobody knows, because there have been no safety studies done to say that it's safe. That's the problem you have with that, and it's a serious concern. Yeah, the ingredient is a bacterium that grows in the soil, it doesn't grow, but is present in a lot of soil. Organic farmers and conventional farmers have used it to spray on crops to kill the beetles, but geneticists have been able to actually take the genetic traits of that bacterium and insert it into the DNA of the corn so that now when this plant grows, every single cell of that plant produces this bacterium so that when the bugs eat it, they die. And exactly what you're saying, what's the long-term consequences? We really don't know, Stan.
Well,
why is cancer going up so high? Why are so many health problems affecting everybody? How come 60% of the people in the United States are taking prescription medication? You know, people think we're living longer, we're living healthier. In some cases, that may be true when people incorporate the right things. But look at what's happening to our youth. Look at the explosion of cancer in this country. You can't tell me that we're living better because of all this technology. We're not, or at least not living healthier.
Well, it was back in about 1903 that 3% of our population would die of cancer or would acquire cancer. Today, it's 50%, and the figures are rising. Oh, shucks, we have no idea why that's happening, though. It's just happening. But we're going to do some experiments and see what's happening. And you go into the areas where they're not eating as we do, and the Amish, they live a lot longer. They don't have anywhere near the diseases. They certainly don't have the autism in their children or the neurodevelopmental abnormalities in their children that we have in the general population, because they refuse to use the vaccines. They refuse to eat the processed foods. They still drive around in their horse and buggies, and it's fascinating to be in, in Mennonite country on Sunday and see everybody going off to church in their horse-drawn carriages with the red reflectors on the back.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like a car. Well, anyway, it's really tragic, but there have been some studies that have, you know, gone into the background of what this corn does. And certainly Jeffrey Smith has written about that, and we have some, we actually have a four-tape set on genetically modified food, but we go into that. And there were secret studies, but they were carefully suppressed by Monsanto and of course by the government. They did not want the American people to know that at least in the animal studies, there was serious and significant harm to the animals. So when they tell you that there's no difference, they're simply lying. But we'll know probably in 20 years or so. They're using the American people as guinea pigs. But then why should we object? We've been using the people in Russia and in Africa and other countries as guinea pigs. Why shouldn't we be guinea pigs too?
Well, actually, the whole world is a guinea pig with it, Stan, because the United States is still the biggest exporter of food that's donated to all these countries. Whenever there's a disaster, the United States is the first country there with loads of food for everybody. There's a lot of poor countries we still give food to, and you know what? Most of the stuff we give out to these countries in aid is genetically engineered food.
Sure.
Part of the agenda. That's part of a way of paying the corporate guys back for what they're doing. So
I mean, the implications of all of this, and there really are studies that show it's harmful, and that information is being covered up. There's nothing you can do about it, because you never know when the ears of corn or the corn products or the corn meal you're using are genetically engineered. And it's what about 70% of the corn is genetically engineered? Do we have any idea how much?
I don't think it's quite that high. It used to be a little bit higher. I think they estimate that it's 35 to 50% of the corn. The soy is the one that they're genetically engineering predominantly in large scales. I think that recent estimates I've seen were between 70 and 80% of the soy that's growing today in the United States is genetically engineered. So that's quite scary when you look at that and the implications of this science.
Ladies and gentlemen, they're using us as guinea pigs. They're using you as a guinea pig. They've destroyed almost the whole generation of our children.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I just started my own business and I had no idea how many details there were. Then someone mentioned insurance. Almost forgot that little detail. Luckily, I heard about a new plan from Humana called Humana One HSA. Humana One HSA combines a health savings account administered by Chase, an FDIC-insured bank, with a high-deductible health plan. So I get medical coverage I can afford, and I can save money for my health expenses tax-free. I could save between 20 and 40% on my health premiums, and I'll reduce my taxes. I applied over the phone and talked one-on-one with Neil Muhlberg, a Humana representative. He helped me set up both my health plan and my savings account. That's what I call simple and smart. And when you work for yourself, you've got to think smart about your business and your health insurance. For more information and a quote, call Neil Muhlberg, an authorized agent for Humana One, at 303-499-2735. That's 303-499-2735. Application is subject to acceptance or approval by insurer. Health plan has limitations and exclusions.
Well done. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Good morning, Greg Ciolo. Our telephone number is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. Would anybody intentionally hurt children? Absolutely. I mean, after all, they've aborted almost 50 million children. There are people who support partial birth abortion. Of course there are people who would hurt children. They just don't want you to know that. I mean, when our children, on average, graduate from high school and they're actually tested competitively with children from other countries, we can't stack up. Oh, shucks, it's just the poor education. Maybe we just put more money into education. No, ladies and gentlemen, they're destroying the minds of our children. I mean, what a terrible thing to do is to destroy the mind of a child. And yet one in every six American children has some sort of a neurodevelopmental abnormality. And that did not happen by accident. I repeat, it did not happen by accident. Well, Greg?
Yeah. Yes.
So what is your take? What should we tell the American people, you know, about what they're doing with their genetically modified food?
Well, I think that people need to be educated, which they're getting through this program and through other sources out there. But I think that it's actually going to get to the point, Stan, where we're going to have to seek out organic foods and foods that are grown properly, and we may actually have to get to the point where we start storing this stuff, and I'm talking about survival food and things of that nature. I think that there's great cause for concern. You look at it, the weather abnormalities that are happening all over the world, you know, there's reasons to be concerned. You know, I have a report here in front of me that came out several months back that said that the grain reserves in the United States are at a 57-year low, a 34-year low, that they only have enough grain reserves to last for 56 days. So if there was a severe drought, a major catastrophe anywhere in the world, there's only enough grain reserves to last for 56 days. Man, that's pretty scary when you think of what's happening in the world today. And it's being done on purpose, exactly what you've been saying on the show. It's being orchestrated by evil people that work for Satan. I mean, that's really... people might think that's radical. That's the absolute truth. It's a satanic agenda. And food control is people control. If you can control the planet through food, you can control everybody. And that's where it's ultimately going to be going. And genetic engineering is not going away. They've run into a lot of resistance, and they've had problems. A lot of activist groups, like Greenpeace and others, have stood up. The organic movement is booming. People are trying to seek out alternatives. But when the government backs this, they give their seal of approval to it, these corporations with all their trillions of dollars behind what they're doing want this to happen, it's going to happen. And, you know, we're seeing it. Anybody that's in tune to what's going on is seeing the United States and the rest of the world being subsumed into a prison planet. And we're not going to have any choices pretty soon if we don't start waking up and taking some preparations to prepare for what's going on.
Amen. Well, I think we have an obligation to try to reach others with this message. And how do you get people, you know, to believe this sort of thing? Why, they say it could never happen in America. And I always like to say, why couldn't it happen? If God is just, justice will not sleep forever. He's going to allow this to happen because, of course, the sins of this nation and the sins of our people, but most of all, the sins of our ministers, many of whom are going right along with us because, of course, it's a way to be more prosperous. And let's modify the gospel of Jesus Christ and how it's presented. That way we can really be successful and have a great big church and have lots of people coming in who don't know anything about the gospel message.
Yep.
We never preach it.
Or don't have any clue about the satanic agenda in the world, how close we really are to a total global totalitarian dictatorship with Satan running the whole show.
Amen to that.
Taught that in the churches, and that is what needs to be told. Satan is out there as a deceiver. These are all his landmines to try and take us out. And he hates mankind. He has from the beginning, and he'll do everything he can to destroy mankind. And he's doing it through a lot of mediums, food being one of them, which we're talking about. We can spend a whole other show on pharmaceuticals. That's another area he's taking people out with. So,
well, it was certainly, you know, I know you've scared a lot of things in your paper about the statin drug scam, which is one of the greatest charades ever put over on any civilized people. And they know they're going after the wrong thing. One thing about the statin drugs is they work. They poison the liver, they lower the level of cholesterol, and produce the dementia and muscle problems and fertility problems, because cholesterol is so important for producing sex hormones, proper function of the brain, muscles, heart, the whole gamut. They know exactly what they're doing, and they've got the doctors convinced. We just got to get the cholesterol down lower and lower and lower. At one time it was 280. Now they want to get it down to 170. Well, what happens to the individual when you get it that low? All sorts of fascinating articles. What's your magazine talking about this month, Greg?
Actually, the lead story issue is on water and salt. Talks about the importance of drinking adequate water and salt. You know, when you talk about high blood pressure, cholesterol, things of that nature, you know, big bugaboo that's in a lot of people's minds from the medical establishment is that salt is bad. It's going to kill you, and it's the processed salt that doesn't have any of the minerals in it that's the bad stuff that's out there. But salt is absolutely vitally necessary to every single cell in the human body, and it's one of the most important things that we need to take in. There's a reason in the Old Testament that God required salt to be put on every sacrifice that went up to him. Just read something out of the Book of Kings yesterday that talked about taking salt and water and put it into some water to make the water drinkable again. So this is something that's very important. People are just over-consuming alcohol, coffee, pop, soda, all these artificial drinks with sugary this and bubbly that, and we're not getting enough good, clean water into our bodies, and we're not getting enough salt into our bodies. And those are some of the most important things you can use on a daily basis in your life for health is water and salt. And so that's what that issue's about. I forget what else we have in there, but that's a lot of good information just on that front.
Well, it's always got fascinating information. And I want to thank you so very much for being with us. It's always a pleasure to have you on board.
Thank you, Stan. Very.
Well, Greg, want to get your telephone number off one more time?
Okay, sure.
Website?
Yep, it's 1-800-593-6273.
Bye-bye. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Stan. God bless you, buddy.
Neil Midrash and Fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I can stand back here. I hope you enjoyed our program this morning. We do have The book, it's inexpensive. I think it's only $8 or $9 on Beware GMO Foods. It was written by our guest this morning, Greg Sciola. We have a 4-tape set on genetically modified food, and you need to know what they're doing to you. Of course, you need to know what they're doing to your children. Certainly, we have a excellent video on the influenza immunization. And certainly, if you get the video, you'll actually see the whole background, what the government knew about thimerosal, what the original studies showed, when it was originally given experimentally. All of the patients died because they all had meningitis. So they said, well, because they didn't die of the thimerosal, they died of meningitis, thimerosal is safe. And you say, that's crazy talk. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what's going on today is crazy talk. They know what the thimerosal does. If you want verification of that, go to Dr. Mercola's website and pull down Russell Blaylock's summary of the secret meeting that was held by the CDC, where they verified the poisonous effect of thimerosal. The entire text, we have the entire text of the meeting where one man got up, doctor got up and said, none of my grandchildren are going to take that, or my newly born grandchild is not going to get any shots with thimerosal in it. But then they agreed to keep the information secret for the American people. After all, if the public ever knew, why, you wouldn't trust them anymore. And then now, of course, they're giving those same poisonous vaccines to those little black children in Africa. And then you wonder why people throughout the world hate America and why God is going to bring judgment on this country. You need to prove me wrong. You need to get Dr. Ayoub's video on thimerosal, and if you want the documentation, you have to specifically request it, but we'll get it for you, because he did have a CDC that had all the information on it. Then, of course, you need to get our DVD entitled Thimerosal. You need to get a DVD called The Smoking Tooth. You need to get our 4-tape sets on mercury poisoning, and we have two sets of those. The book, of course, Evidence of Harm. You need to understand that they know they are poisoning our children. And, of course, we have an excellent recent interview with Dr. Mark Geyer and David Geyer. There are effective treatments for so many of the children with autism that are being effectively suppressed by our government, by our media, and certainly by the people who run the medical establishment, because they don't want these children treated. They don't want to give them an opportunity for a normal life. That's my interviews with Dr. Mark Geyer. Fascinating material you need to know. We have a 4-tape set on autism, and it's heartbreaking to realize how many lives of so many children and their entire families and their siblings have been destroyed because of this totally unnecessary plague. So our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And certainly go to our website of RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our programs on the Internet 5 hours a day on various networks of my ministry, Radio Liberty. Again, our number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Because we are at war, America, our freedom, our future, our families, are under attack today. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money,